Today's feast has many things to teach us and to tell us. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Matthias the Apostle. Now St. Matthias was one of the 70 that followed Christ throughout his public ministry. And of course, St. Paul and the Acts of the Apostles, St. Peter rather, when he decides under the guidance of the Holy Spirit to have an election for a man to replace Judas Iscariot, the treacherous vixen who gave Jesus up and whose guts spilled out on the field of blood, which he has purchased with funds stolen from the apostles and from Christ, our Lord. Anyway, somebody had to replace him, because there had to be 12 apostles. In the scriptures throughout, it says, "You shall sit on 12 thrones and judge the 12 tribes of Israel." And so there had to be 12. And so they chose Barsabbas, who is also nicknamed the Just, the Saint, the Holy. And the other one, simply Matthias. And, of course, they cast lots, the Urim and the Thurim, which is according to the law of Moses. And all the elections in the temple were done according to the Urim and the Thurim. There were special die that were used for all holy things. And so, when it was time to do so, the Urim and the Thurim, by the power of God, determined that it was Matthias that would be the replacement for Judas Iscariot. See, Matthias spent the rest of his life, and of course this was very shortly after Pentecost. See, Matthias spent the rest of his life preaching throughout. It is said that he preached throughout Jerusalem and Judea, in Ethiopia, and also Armenia. And that brings something to mind that we don't think enough. Most of the Armenians are not in communion with the Holy Father. There are some that have returned home to the church, and they are in communion with the Holy Father. So today I ask you to pray to St. Matthias that the rest of them who behold him and where he also lived for some time in Armenia, that he should bring them back to the Father's house. In the meantime, he came back to Jerusalem, and there he was very zealous in proclaiming Jesus Christ, our Lord, as his Lord and Savior, as a creator of the universe, as a Savior, the Messiah. And the Jews took him outside the city, like our own patron saint, St. Stephen, and they stoned him to death. And his relics are in St. Peter's Basilica today after they traveled around in the great seas of the Middle East. So today we invoke the intercession of St. Matthias the Apostle. He was an apostle for the shortest of times because he was the last to be chosen by the Urim and the Thurim, and then he died just a couple of years later. He was the second apostle to die a martyr for the faith. May he intercede for us now and forever. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.